Unit 7. Cultures. Track 44.
Can you give us some examples of culture shock that people have experienced?
There are many, many examples of culture shock, and many of those really come about because people haven't prepared themselves well enough. Some examples of that might be timing, where in some cultures the concept and perception of timekeeping is very different, and I guess the obvious one that people always use is the example of the Middle East. The Middle Eastern clock really revolves around two things, really the prayer times, and of course, because they were desert travellers, about the movements of the sun and the moon during periods of the day. Other examples is where, again around time, where perhaps from a Latin culture's perspective, it's about building relationships before you actually get down to business. Now, very often Western and particularly American business people find that very frustrating. For Americans, time is money, and so they'll be very keen to actually, the salesman will be very keen to get out his sales literature and start exalting the virtues of the product he's trying to sell you. They'll try to get on with the agenda as quickly as possible. Whereas, particularly in Latin cultures and also in people like Chinese cultures, relationship building is very important. They'll want to entertain you for sure and very often invite you back to their home. And all this before they actually want to sit down and do business with you, because in the Latin culture, they are making judgments about you as an individual as to whether you're the kind of person that they want to do business with.